March 25 is the solemnity of the Annunciation. The Gospel is Luke 1:26-38. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, this is the feast of the Annunciation. What an amazing day in the history of creation, when God sends his angel messenger to Mary in Nazareth and invites her, calls her forth to be the mother of the eternal Son, so that he will be incarnate in her womb. And Mary is asked, so she needed to give a response. So God Almighty waits for her to respond to this invitation. Mary, in her humility, does not understand, but she's open. And so she asks, "How can this be? Because I have no relations with man." You see, if Joseph and Mary, who were already betrothed, were planning to have relations, marital relations, Mary would not have asked that question. But since they had committed themselves to virginity, then the question is very important. In fact, the question would not make sense had not they committed themselves to be virgins. And so the angel explains, it's the Holy Spirit. Now, mind you that the Trinity had not just been revealed to humanity, but the angel speaks to Mary about the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God will come upon her. And the father of this child will be God himself, without recourse to a man. This is the great mystery of Christianity. Once I was sitting next to a Muslim man at the airplane, and we began to speak about the incarnation. And he said, "How can you believe that God Almighty will lower himself to the womb of a woman and become a man?" For him, that was something too humiliating. And from that day onward, I received a greater appreciation, a greater gratitude to the Lord for having come to us as a man born of Mary. So I invite you today to ponder this great gift of Mary saying yes to God becoming flesh in her womb. Now, having received this message and having heard that this son will have a kingdom that will have no end, that he is the son of David, the king of Israel, Mary could have become self-absorbed. But no, having also heard that Elizabeth was with child, she went with haste to serve her, to think about the other. So Mary, in her immense greatness, is not aloof, does not isolate herself. And so, as a mother, think how close she is to you and to me, how much she cares, how much she wants to help us intimately so that we walk with her all the way to heaven. God bless you.